Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of today's and tomorrow's technology. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of all things tech.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and probably crack a few jokes along the way. Today, we're tackling something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel. Neuromorphic computing AI. Alex, this sounds brainy. Oh, it's brainy. All right, brain-inspired to be exact. Neuromorphic computing is this fascinating field where we're not just making new software, we're rethinking hardware to mimic the human brain's neural structure.
It's all about efficiency and processing information like our gray matter does. So we're building robot brains. Are we in the Matrix yet?
Not quite the Matrix, Jamie. But yes, in a way, we're building robot brains. These aren't your standard CPUs or GPUs. Neuromorphic chips, like Intel's Loihi and IBM's True North, are designed to process information through networks of artificial neurons and synapses, communicating via electrical spikes, kind of like how our neurons fire up when we smell pizza.
Pizza. Wait, electrical spikes. How does that work?
Great question. In traditional computing, we have a continuous flow of data being crunched in a very linear, clocked way. In contrast, neuromorphic computing uses what's called spiking neural networks, or SNNs. These networks operate asynchronously and event-driven, meaning they only crunch numbers when they receive specific spikes of data. It's a bit like how our brain only lights up certain parts when needed, which is super energy efficient.
So it's like the chip is chilling until it sees something interesting, and then it's like, oh, let me calculate that for you real quick. But why go through all this trouble? What's wrong with the chips we have now?
Another excellent question. The thing is, as AI models get bigger and our data-hungry apps crave more power, the energy cost skyrockets. Traditional hardware, like CPUs, GPUs, and even TPUs, can't match the brain's efficiency. Neuromorphic computing promises ultra-low power consumption, real-time learning, and adaptive intelligence, perfect for edge AI, robotics, and sensory processing.
Edge AI? Like smart fridges that tell you when you're out of milk? Exactly, Jamie. Imagine a smart fridge that doesn't just tell you when you're out of milk, but learns your shopping habits over time, all while using less power than it takes to light a bulb. That's the kind of future neuromorphic computing could enable. Wild. But how far off is this future? Are we talking flying cars and hoverboards?
Not as far as you might think. Intel's Loihi chip, for example, is already being used in research for robotics and sensory systems. And IBM's True North has demonstrated impressive capabilities in object recognition tasks, all at a fraction of the power consumption of traditional processors.
So this isn't just theoretical, it's actually happening.
Absolutely. And the implications are huge. Not just for AI and computing, but for how we approach energy consumption and efficiency in technology.
All right, Brainiacs, I think that's a wrap for today's episode on neuromorphic computing AI. Alex, thanks for breaking down how we're essentially building robot brains. Any final thoughts?
Just that it's an exciting time to be in tech. Neuromorphic computing is not just another step in AI. It's a leap towards more sustainable, efficient, and intelligent systems. And who knows? Maybe one day, our podcast could be run on a neuromorphic chip, making us the ultimate AI hosts.
Until then, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss our next deep dive into the tech shaping our world.
And remember, stay nerdy.